Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 3rd of June 2023. The Bible reading today is Psalm 139, verses 1 to 12. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day. The darkness is as light to you. Today's article, titled Within God's Reach, was written by Sochiel Dixon. After an officer searched me, I stepped into the prison, signed the visitor's log, and I sat in the crowded lobby. I prayed silently, watching adults fidgeting and sighing, while young children complained about the wait. Over an hour later, an armed guard called a list of names, including mine. He led my group into a room, and he motioned us to our assigned chairs. When my stepson sat in the chair on the other side of the thick glass window and picked up the telephone receiver, the depth of my helplessness overwhelmed me. But as I wept, God assured me that my stepson was still within his reach. In Psalm 139, David says to God, "You know me. You are familiar with all my ways." His proclamation of an all-knowing God leads to a celebration of his intimate care and protection. Overwhelmed by the vastness of God's knowledge and the depth of his personal touch, David asks two rhetorical questions. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? When we or our loved ones are stuck in situations that leave us feeling hopeless and helpless, God's hand remains strong and steady. Even when we believe that we've strayed too far for his loving redemption, we're always within his reach. Let's pray. Loving Father, help me to remember that you're always willing and able to reach me and my loved ones. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name's Rebecca, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.